Zeg dus, we zijn Murray Jacob, wie zo pit is, en zeggen dus, was Danielle Shane, en was de show foul. Okay, today's Thursday, so we're going to have the Tzitzis part of the show until 11:30, and then the Chumash. And then Sunday we'll have, like last week, 11 o'clock. There's a show. Okay, so a couple of things. Yesterday we were discussing again the idea that not only is the tzitzis the part of the mitzvah, but the beged's also part of the mitzvah. That's why Rashi in Bava Kamma says that you should have a talis noah to have a hider mitzvah in the tzitzis. And we had to. And then the question was, so why would you say you have a bias noah? So we had two pshat. One, the Sefer Tzitzis mentioned, Rav Aaron, you mentioned that maybe it's only talking about when you're wearing the talis for the mitzvah. So then it has to be a talis noah. But if stam you're wearing begadim and then the agav you have to have a chiv tzitzis, but you're wearing the begadim because you're wearing the begadim, so then that doesn't have to be a talis noah. That was one idea, and then the other idea was that we said that a talis noah is the idea because the talis is considered subordinate to the tzitzis, but a house you can't say is subordinate to the mezuzah because the mezuzah the house is mechubar lekarka, and therefore it can't be tofel. So, in other words, it's connected to two different things. It's connected to the tzitzit, it's a tug of war. It's connected to the tzitzit, it's connected to the ground. So therefore, since it's also connected to the ground, you can't do it. That was the. So, but let us see another idea that I think is very significant in this question about the idea that the talis becomes part of the mitzvah. And that's on page 16, and then this page 16, where the bracket is at the bottom left. The Tosefta of the Brachas. So the Tosefta of Brachas says, Shehu misatev omer lisatev batzitzis. I mean, we say that. I mean, the person wears a talis every day. He says that bracha. It's the most peculiar bracha because you're not being misatev in the tzitzis. It's not like you're wrapping yourself in the tzitzis. You're wrapping yourself in the beged, which is attached to the tzitzis. So it's a very interesting nusach if you think about it. You know, when we wear a talis cotton, people make a bracha on mitzvah tzitzis. We'll see about that. But when you're a talis gadol, you make the bracha l'satev b'tzitzis, and so he says, well, Tosefta brachas. So that's also in the Gemara in Brachas, and it's also in the Gemara in Menachas. Rabbi Yehuda Rami He says, "If you know doctor, but this is a bracha. My shaykh levarach al ituf habeged. In other words, that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not the beged. The mitzvah is the tzitzis. Why are we making a bracha on the ituf habeged? Harei alvisha ena alasibas hamachayv lichur tzitzis. Hafshem mikayim a mitzvah bezeh shechutei tzitzis k'shurim al bigdo. My shaykh levarach al alvisha lo ituf simul chiv ve'ein zeh ma'aseh mitzvah." So that's what he's saying, that if the tzitzis are tied to the garment and you're wearing the garment, so that's called the satay b'tzitzis. But it works in very well to what we were saying before, that the tzitzis become, the beged becomes tuffel to the tzitzis, and the beged that was part of the chefetz shel mitzvah, and therefore there should be a din of chidur mitzvah even on the beged, and that's what he's saying, that you make, and the nusach habracha. Those is interesting because we don't mention anything, you know, because we're not being misatev but tzitzis, we're misatev but beged, but it means the beged is part of, is attached to the tzitzis, that's called misatev but tzitzis, even though you're misatev but beged, but now the beged is like part of the tzitzis, so to speak, because the tzitzis is attached to the beged.
It might not have something to do with the fact that we put the tzitzis around the head.
When we put the tzitzis around the head, but I don't know if that's the likuma.
Is that me? It's a Kabbalah or something? I mean, what?
Yeah, so we're gonna have to see about that. But that's, I mean, yichayiv and tzitzis, even if you didn't put it around the head, right?
Right. Well, the question is,
Rabbi Willig once said, "Iker yituf is yituf haguf," really. So. So it's an interesting thing, but that's what he's saying. The possession mitzatev imatalas mislabish imatzitzis. And if you take a look here, he has in the footnote Vav on the bottom. I didn't bracket it, but footnote Vav here on the bottom of page 17. The Magen Avraham, Avi B'Shem HaShlah. Magen Avraham quotes the Shlah, Shenogu Lassas Atara B'Chatichas Meshi L'Simen. Right? The meaning is you have, some people have a fancy Atara. Some people just have a, you know, made out of a cloth. So what do you need that for? What do you need the Atara for? I mean, there was, so sometimes you'll wear this side up, sometimes you wear the other side. But this, obviously, when you have an Atara, you know what's the top and what's the bottom. But why do you need to know that? And if sometimes you put this side by your head and the other side by the lower down, or just the opposite. So obviously there must be a reason that we want that the top part should always be on the top, and the bottom part should always be on the bottom. So he says, he quotes the Shalah HaKadosh, Shenogu Lassas Atar Mechatichas Meshi L'Simen, She'osun Tzitzis Shalafanov, She'yu La'olam Lafanov. In other words, the top tzitzis that are Lafanov should always be Lafanov, from She'omer Yishalmi. That when they made the Mishkan, so they took it down, they put it up, and they have the boards to crush them. So we want the Keresh that is in the north, and the north has is greater Kedusha because of the Kodesh Kedoshim or Shkitasa Mitzafim. So therefore, we want the Keresh that was in the north to always be in the north. So therefore, they would have a simon to know which is the northern, which is the southern, you know. You remember Sharizal Lohaya Makbid al Zeh, right? The Arizal was a Makbid, which is interesting, which you would think the Arizal is the one who would be very Kabbalistic, very, you know, this idea. The Arizal was not Makbid. In the Beger Indian Harad, Mikdusha Hamur, Dusha Kala, the tzitzis don't have kedusha. They're tashmishi mitzvah. They're not tashmishi kedusha. Right? When you stop wearing the tzitzis, you don't have to put the tzitzis in shemus. You can put it in a, you know, like a chef said, you can put it in a separate bag and dispose of it. It doesn't have to be buried because it's tashmishi mitzvah. It's not kedusha tashmish. It's not like a tefillin zekel or a thing like the tefillin boxes.
Right.
So it seems that there's a din of harada even by Tashmishi Mitzvah. Even though Tashmishi Mitzvah doesn't have Kedusha. So you should be able to. He says, name a mitzvah lichshar tzitzis on kafei v'gdeim rach shachiv who rach shoshal lovei shabeg and chol lo shachl adom mishemalas lefan of alachrav. But shafil mahapach habeg l'fisha in kan harad the kol shein mishan b'kviyas hakanfas habeg lefan of alachrav. Mak paid shows him tzitzis lefan of you lefan of. For shav mitzvah he lilbosh. Plutei tzitzis lefon of lacharav lachen shaych lodem bo inyan harada yisher mishana. So he's it's a din of wearing the plutei tzitzis. In other words, when it's part of the, wearing the beged, but now you're wearing the plutei tzitzis. Just like if you have fringes that are for ornament on the beged, so you're wearing considered like wearing the fringes. Because you're wearing every part of the beged, yeah, you're wearing the whole beged. So you're even wearing the fringes. So therefore, the wearing is what, and obviously we assume the front part is more chashuv than the back part. So the tzitzis that are top are going to be in front of you, and the tzitzis, or the bottom tzitzis are going to be behind you. So that is that's why we want the top to always be on the top, the bottom, and the top. But we see this idea that that the beged now takes on its own characteristic, and therefore there's a din of that you want to have the beged to be in the same form all the time. So therefore, that's considered. Even though, in other words, the beged is also tashmishe mitzvah, and there's a din of, so to speak, of malam b'kodesh ve'maridim, even though the beged. I mean, it's not even on the beged; it's the tzitzis that are on the beged. But as I said, what's interesting is that there's this concept of the Nusach HaBracha, the Satif Batzitzis. That shows that this idea that the Tzitzis now are Mechuber to the Beged, and now the Beged is Ki'ilu, it's the Tzitzis, so to speak. And therefore, the Nusach HaBracha is Masatif Batzitzis, even though we're not really being Masatif Batzitzis, we're Masatif Bebegin that has tzitzis. But now the Begin is like tzitzis. The whole thing is called tzitzis. It's not just the way we speak, oh, this is your tzitzis. This is your, you know, it's the whole thing. And then before there's a din of Hidr Mitzvah. Okay, so now let's see another aspect. And that is a Gemara on Mem Aleph, Omer Aleph. So it's not in the packet, but refer to, I mean, maybe we put it in a previous packet. Yeah, look on page 16 on the right. Mavur b'shulchan aruch. Yis'atev b'tzitzis v'yivarech mu'umat. Now, if you put on tzitzis, you have to make the bracha on the tzitzis when you're standing up. V'smak mavur d'chein alfina b'gzev shav. This idea of standing up for a mitzvah, where does it come from? Because it says by the Omer, so in the Omer, it says Lachem. Right? And Mechel Chemish Makama. And it also says, it says Lachem by the Omer. And it also says Mechel Chemish Makama, which means that you start Sfira from the day that you start cutting the barley. So the Gemara, we don't have this Gemara in the Bavli. This Gemara doesn't exist. It's some obscure Yerushalmi at best. And it says that Kama, you should darshan Koma. So Koma means you're erect, you're standing upright. So therefore, since by the Omer it says Kama, which we darshan Koma, so the same thing by other mitzvahs that says Lachem, like Tzitzis, it says Lachem. So that's the source that we stand up when we do certain mitzvahs. Not all mitzvahs, but. So he says, "If they talk beer, I'll have dinner. She was sat in the sits of Uber. The infers get a mitzvah. She told Omer she loves beggar. She'll dial comfort. She sits as bedal comfort to beggar. He got me beyond, but in a time mitzvah by Mida. Well, she only be shasha became a mitzvah. She a mitzvah is came as more than sits as a sumo big dog. Mazda Shaykh Lassi's mitzvah by Mida. You see, by Omer, by Bris Milah, by the Lulavs, Utachtam Lachem, it says Lachem also. So you're doing the mitzvah while you stand. But then over here, what does it mean you're doing the mitzvah while you're standing? Ruhr Lefim Adakti Talit Chovas Gavra, Ari Mekayim is a mitzvah Zeshal Lavashim Matzitzis. Lubavashi Yish Sitzis on a Beget. Because when you're wearing the garment, in other words, that's the mitzvah, wearing the garment that has tzitzis. It's not that you're wearing garment, Mela has tzitzis. No, you're wearing the garment that, so wearing it is a mice. That's the mice, wearing the garment. When you wear a garment, you wear shatnas, chas v'shalom. So, you get a lav for that. The lav sheish b'maisa. Because you're doing a maisa. When you're wearing a beggar, that has shatnas. So when you're wearing a beggar that has tzitzis, you're considered you're doing a mitzvah while you're standing. And that's sort of like the maisa mitzvah. Wearing the beggar that has tzitzis. And that's considered like a kumvase. You're putting the beggar on and has tzitzis. So it's a kumvase that you're doing the mitzvah. So that's an interesting idea. And then the last thing here it says, "Haim daminim shetzis chashiv mitzvah of gufo." Tosfos in Menachos Mavor, right? This famous Gemara Menachos says that if a person tries to get out of doing a mitzvah, right? Like he rounds the corner, right? He tries to use legal loopholes to circumvent mitzvahs. So he's a lamdan. Okay. Sometimes people are too smart for their own good, but he's a lamdan, so he gets out of it. So the Gemara says that when Hashem is angry about other things, he's going to punish the people who are doing these loopholes. That's called be'idna derischa. when Hashem is angry, he's going to punish the people who are doing these type of loopholes, even though they're legal loopholes. So he says, on page 16, he says, "V'ayin d'amrin of the tzitzis kashiva mitzvah shem gufa b'tos menachas b'vur dad the unchan al bittul mitzvah tzitzis be'ida the risko." So Tosa says a chiddush that the idea of that you get punished for not doing a mitzvah or circumventing a mitzvah by tzitzis is only if you hold tzitzis as a chovas gavra. But if it's a chovas mana and you want to circumvent, so then that's not a problem. There's no onish. Because if it's a mitzvah, magufa means that the mitzvah is when you're wearing it. So it's a mitzvah magufa. So therefore, you should be doing mitzvahs with your body to be machsh, to give shleimus to your guf. If it's a chovas talus, so he says he doesn't think that it's a chiyuv to buy a talus that you should be mekayim a mitzvah in the talus. If it's a mitzvah, because what do you need a talus to be mushlim? A person needs to be mushlim. So if a person is not, when he's wearing things, he's not wearing any tzitzis on his body, so he's lacking the shleimus. And you should try to do the shleimus. But that's only if you hold that it's a chovas gavra. If you hold it's a chovas gavra, then you should not look to circumvent. But if it's a chovas tzitzis, then you could circumvent. Okay. Ezra Hashem, next week we're going to start with here on page 17 with the Rambam's question: if your person put on the tzitzis and he didn't make a bracha, did he break the bracha after the tzitzis already on him? What's the story with that? So we'll pick up from there, and that's where we'll go ahead. Okay, we'll take a 2 minute break, and then we're going to start Kumish, and then again. The Shir Sunday Bezushim on 11 o'clock.